Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, November 12, 1860, the Barbadian newspaper published report written by Mr. W. M. Kells, recounting his harrowing experience with copper thieves in his home. Mr. Kells began recounting his experience by telling us that on arrival to his home, he found that the gallery to his residence near Bishop's Court had been seriously leaking that day. He knew that from the looks of it, his home had been assaulted by copper thieves, but he had no concrete evidence at the time to lay such a claim. However, after midnight, Mr. Kell's servant awoke him saying she had heard someone on top of the roof. Mr. Kells then recalled the sequence of events that would unfold that night that would change him, and I quote, "I roused everybody immediately, and in no time we heard a fellow coming down the spout as fast as his hands and feet could bring him, and off he started in the direction of Bishop's Court," end quote. Thinking that once they had rooted him out, they could settle down and get some rest for the remainder of the night, but they thought wrong. And I quote, "And just as I was getting asleep, I heard a noise sufficient to awaken anyone. I dashed down the window of my chamber, but only in time to see a black rogue in a white shirt starting up towards Highgate as fast as he could. He had evidently been left on the roof when the other one got away. He was very near breaking his neck, and I think it a pity he did not get crippled for life. Of course, there was no more sleep for us that night, and we all sat up to see what would follow," end quote. Tallying up the damage done to his house, Mr. Kells estimated that the copper thieves made off with about 12 pounds of copper. But not satisfied that the thieves won't return, Mr. Kells suggested to his landlord that they remove the remaining copper and cover the gallery with galvanized iron, as it is of no value and would therefore deter the copper thieves from returning. In a report, he also warned homeowners that whenever they think they hear cats on their roof, to make up their minds that they are two-legged cats, and I quote, "give them a taste of cold lead for supper," end quote. He also admitted, and I quote, "I myself don't fancy shooting. I never pulled a trigger in my life until after this affair, which has put me to the expense of a gun, powder, and a shot, to say nothing of 2 or 3 hours of dumb practice, lest I should shoot myself," end quote. In closing, Mr. Kells advanced the notion that if persons were not clandestinely receiving the copper, thieves would not be so ready to lose their lives in obtaining it. He extolled the magistrates for requiring presentation of the copper before issuing a certificate, but he, however, alluded to the fact that there was an underhand scheme taking place between copper thieves and some justices of the peace, as he was told that a certain man would acquire his certificate from a justice of the peace on the first day of the month, lasting him until the close, thus allowing that man to carry on with much rogue. On this day, therefore, readers of the Barbadian newspaper learnt about the harrowing experience of Mr. W. M. Kells and copper thieves and the copper business.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.